It's one thing to read the Bible, but it's another supernatural level to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, hear from Jesus Christ himself, and to be supernaturally guided by the spiritual being called the Holy Spirit. Jesus is alive and waiting to speak to you. Welcome to Spirit Led, a supernatural podcast on connecting and understanding the living God. And now your host, discerning prophet and visionary, Diana Monique.
I wanted to put together a prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. You're going to be hearing from me. I also received a word from a six-year-old boy watching a video on Facebook, so I'm going to include that as well for you to receive the Holy Spirit, and also a word from God. So now that you know who the Holy Spirit is, now that you know that the Holy Spirit is supernatural, the Holy Spirit, also known as the Holy Ghost, is Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Now that you know that God's with us, it's time to start feeling his presence, literally, physically feeling his presence. It's time to start hearing him speak directly to you. Feeling his presence, hearing him speak to you. It's time to activate the supernatural hidden secrets that nobody else is going to reveal to you except through Jesus Christ. Listen, you've been dead this entire time, but God is about to bring you to life. I mean, I'm talking about a new life, a spiritual life, a supernatural life. It's time to kill everything that you thought you knew about this world. All that the world taught you, it's time to bury it. It's time to bury that old life of indoctrination, that old life of depression, that old life of anxiety, brokenheartedness, empty pockets, struggle, pain, constant tears, heartache. It's time to be just born. Just start this thing all over and just be born again. But this time, not coming out of your mother, but this time through the spiritual world. This time through Jesus. And from this moment forward, Jesus is going to be walking with you. Jesus is going to be talking to you. Jesus is going to be fighting for you and helping you. And from this moment forward, your life will never be the same again. Jesus, at this moment, is snatching you out of this world and making you his. He marked you. You are his. This is not an accident that you're listening to me. You think that it was just you by happenstance. No, God called you. He is beside you right now, waiting for you to invite him into your life. The Bible says that God said, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And if you're ready to receive the Holy Spirit, let's talk to God right now then. Let's do it. Let's pray. Let's talk to God. Repeat this prayer after me. God, can you come into my life? I need to experience the Holy Spirit. I want to experience a real relationship with you, Jesus. I want to feel your presence. I want to hear you speak to me. Open my ears to hear you. Open my eyes to see you. Open my mind to accept you. I'm opening my heart up to you right now, Lord. Let me feel your touch. Let me feel your presence. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let your spirit flow into me now. Come into me now. Jesus, come. In Jesus' name, in your name. Amen. And if you said that prayer and you truly believe in what you just said, welcome to the family. You're part of a royal family. Welcome. Welcome to the party. And as a six-year-old boy said, I am repeating what a six-year-old boy said because this was so prophetic and beautiful. If I played it on the microphone, it doesn't come in clear, but I'm going to say what he said, and hopefully I provide the same impact that he was probably four. I mean, he was very young. But I'll put it a link in my bio so that you can be able to see it for yourself. But I'm going to repeat the words that he said. He said, God, I decree and declare that your children be given supernatural strength and an ability to fight a good fight of faith. Whoever is listening to my words right now will be qualified to share in Jesus's inheritance. We are now reconciled to God. We are firmly rooted, built up, and established in the faith. I declare that we are now a steward of great wealth, that we are now ambassadors for Christ, who is the light of the earth. I declare that healing power flows through us to lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover. I declare that we are supernaturally anointed by you, God, that there is a hedge of protection around us and that we will never be broke a day in our life. We will never beg for bread ever again. I declare that you, God, will provide for us with supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, and supernatural understanding to utilize in our daily lives. I declare that you, God, have equipped us with multiple streams of income that will provide from this generation and generations to come. I declare that you, God, will equip us with multiple multi-million dollar ideas, inventions, and strategies. I declare that God represents us, whether here on earth, heaven, or whatever realm there is. I declare that God, you have given us authority and power to expose Satan's tactics and overcome his attacks. I declare that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, I announce that you, God, are the one who will bless us, and you, God, have the power over them. It is not by our might, it is not by our power, but only by the Holy Spirit. When the enemy comes like a flood, you're going to lift up a standard against them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And when you go through deep waters, Jesus says, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you, the Lord says. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Bring out the people who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. Gather the nations together. Assemble the peoples of the world, which of their idols has ever foretold such things? Which of them can predict what will happen tomorrow? Where are the witnesses of such predictions? Who can verify that they spoke the truth? But the Lord says, you are my witnesses. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There has never been, and there will never, ever be one. Yes, I am the Lord, And there is no other savior. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo anything of what I have done. Now rejoice in the name of Jesus and feel his presence. Catch the Spirit. Catch the Holy Spirit. Feel his presence. A strong suggestion is after I'm done, just start worshiping him in your house, in your room. Turn on worship music. Just get in there. Just talk to him and feel his presence, because you are now receiving the Holy Spirit.
Deanna Monique is committed to leaving her business just to preach the Word of God on a regular basis. Leaving the world and starting a church for a single mom costs and requires a lot of faith and partnership with you. To become a partner, please visit imspiritled.com. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend. And please rate this show before exiting.